Hello everyone, this is Lady Dragon speaking. It is Tuesday, September 6, 2005. Lots of good news today to tell you. Let's start with Perfect Dark. Perfect Dark will be a launch title, has not been confirmed by Microsoft. My sources are telling me it will be a launch title. Microsoft has given me the box art of the front cover of the game. They will have two, the regular game plus the collection edition, where you're gonna have two discs inside, where you will have behind the scenes stuff and everything, you know. So they have also give me, they have more information of course on the news, on the news release. The collection edition, they give me a price of $49.99 US. They also, in the press release, they give specification about the launch. Listen to this. They say the system will launch this season, early this season, in Europe, Japan, North America, which that we already know. And it's saying that it to be followed, it will be available in Australia, Colombia, Hong Kong, Korea, Mexico, New Zealand, Singapore, Taiwan in 2006. So it's the first time we have precision on the launch date on those countries, so people in these countries will be quite happy to hear about that. Among the news, we have a bunch of news today, so let's follow with Logitech. Logitech has done a lot of announcement today, actually four, concerning mouses. They have made two announcements with mouses for the notebook. Okay, they have introduced the V270. It's a cordless, of course, optical notebook mouse with the Bluetooth inside. I have pictures of all the mouse and information on all of this. They have also announced, well, hold on, I'm going to tell you when it's supposed to ship this one. V270, they're expecting to ship Europe and US in November. They say it's going to be around $49.99 US. The V, wait, one might ask what's the difference. Well, the design, and one is more robust, the V400. V400 is scheduled to launch it's now available, and it's again a retail price of $49.99, and it is for the US and the Europe market as well. The two other mouse that they have announced, one is called the MX610. It's a laser cordless mouse. This is, has very, very innovative and unique feature in that mouse, okay? This mouse is going to have a two-way communication with your PC. What it's going to do is going to be, it has compatibility with the Outlook email. It'll be actually notifying you when you receive email, or instant messaging. That's really, really unique. I'm really looking forward and seeing that mouse. And this mouse is scheduled to launch in October, and is has again, it's for the US and Europe. Everything is for the US and Europe, and then the street price is $59.99. The other mouse they announced, it's quite welcome because this mouse has a few unique features as well. This one is it's called the ambidextrous Logitech LX7 cordless optical mouse, which is said, well, a lot of left-handed people, you know, are left out when they only have right-hand mouse, and this one is really good. Not only they're gonna have that feature, but it has unique feature that none of the others has that I didn't mention. It doesn't have, now right now the Logitech has a red LED optical miles. You know, the radar, the inside, the laser is red. As opposed to this one, it's not. It's invisible optical tracking technology. It's brand new. It said that also the life of this the battery could go last up to 8 months. They also say that they have conducted a survey among 1,200 Logitech mouse owner, it have showed that 76% wants to have a battery indicator on the mouse. Some of the mouse of Logitech already have that, but that's to show you that that's very important, because now he said that mouse will blink red when 1 or 2 week of battery life remains. So it's not a question of like, you're working and or playing video games or whatever you're doing, and then you only have like 15 minutes or an hour. So this is gonna be quite interesting. So the new tracking is gonna be different. So that's something to look forward to. It's coming out in September. Retail price $39.99. Again, it's coming out in the U.S. at the beginning of this September, and Europe late September. Quite a big day for Logitech today. Okay, let's move on to ATI. ATI is saying that they has extended production of the Imagen 2240 media processor, which started a 0.13 micro low power process. So you can read more about it. They really like the media processor, and they think it's a good product to enhance. So more news on that you can read. Ubisoft is releasing today Tom Clancy Rainbow Six for the Xbox and PlayStation 2. Blizzard has won their court ruling against BNet, you know, that server that was like, Blizzard was saying that it was infringing on their copyright with having another server that looks like Blizzard and on. So they have won this court battle. So let's move ahead with a company that I spoke with today called Look Ahead Decision. This is a company that specializes in robotic. I'm told that they were doing robotics for the army and other private companies. But now, everybody knows that video games is getting bigger and bigger every day. And it's more not one person or one company can be an expert on all the facets of the video game aspect, like you know, like in movies, you know, not everybody's an expert in all the aspects of making a movie. So they contracted outside, and they specialize in doing animation and AI. So this is a company I'm sure we're gonna hear in the future, because there are. I'm told that they are working on deals with the engine company in order to do their AI for video game. And I spoke with Armin, which is from Look Ahead this morning, and I explained in detail about what their vision were for the future. And I will have an exclusive interview with him in the next few weeks, so this is something to look for the future, that you will hear about this company more and more. Fans of the TV show Desperate Housewives will be very pleased to know that the complete first season will be available until in September 20th. So that is the most popular TV show out there. right now. Magix. Magix, M-A-G-I-X, does a lot of software for editing audio and video. And they're putting together one that's coming out today called Photo Story on CD and DVD 4. It actually turned your photo collection into multimedia slideshow. So it's coming out. Oh, sorry, I didn't say, it's not today. It's September 15. Fans of the Dave Matthews Band will be pleased to know that they will be among the people that will do the soundtrack of the upcoming game of Electronic Arts Tiger Woods PGA Tour 06. Not only Dave Matthews will be featured on the soundtrack, I'm told as well the Supreme Beings of Leisure will be there on it, Tivri Corp and David Holmes. Other news from EA. Remember that great game Burnout from Acclaim that now Electronic Arts has the right to. It's coming out September 13th. It's going gold today. It's shipping for the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox. And the Burnout Revenge. Get this straight here. Burnout Revenge is for the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox as opposed to Burnout Legend. Is for the PSP. Both coming, all the three coming out on September 13th. Other game is coming out today is Namco is putting out Rebel Star Tactical Command, and it's a game for the Game Boy Advance coming out today. Nokia has launched their website for the upcoming game Mile High Pinball. The game I spoke to you about concerning poker a few weeks ago, From Grave, World Championship Poker 2. They announced some more people that will be featuring it. Among the poker player, you will have Greg Riemann. That's one of the top player that's going to be featuring it. This game's going to be exclusive for the PlayStation 2. And it supports the iToy, which is going to allow opponents to see each other while they are playing. In addition, it will support text chat. And the Xbox version will support the Xbox Live. We will be able, of course, and talk to online. This game is coming out this fall. Okay, now let's move on with news with Intel. Intel acquires today Guisoft, a leading security software company, for $16 million. Other game that is shipping today is Radiator Stories from Square Enix. Okay, I have information on a game from Majesco called Aeon Flux. Aeon Flux, it's a game... Well, you're gonna play a mercenary, and I have a gameplay feature here they gave me. It's gonna be the first ever interactive journey around the world with Aeon Flux. You can have unique speed stealth action. You're gonna have destructive futurist weapon. You're gonna be able to do acrobatic maneuver with devastating attack. You can have some sci-fi based gadget. That's gonna help you solve puzzle elements. So that's coming out this fall. Oh, and the thing is, with Aeon Flux, is that well, it's coming out this November, if I remember, on PlayStation 2, but it's tied with the limited series where Charlize Theron is in it. So no, not the video game, the movie. She's in the movie, Charlie. So that's based on that movie thing. So that's very interesting. Among Midway Arcade Treasure Tree. It's been announced by Midway that it will be launched on September 26th on the PlayStation 2, the Xbox, and the GameCube, and it's gonna have a budget price at $19.95. Okay, let's move along with a demo. I have a demo for Alawar. It's called Carl the Caveman. That's a demo you can download and play tonight. Now, in conclusion, I have a very interesting news here concerning from MGE. If you're not familiar with MGE, they do casing for the PC, they do power supply, and they have announced that they are gonna put on the market where they have different case, the ninja, the different thing, where they have a dragon, beautiful dragon, on the case. That is coming out soon. But what they have done is they're doing a contest, a promotion contest, that where you can, it's called Win a Dragon. I have put it on the front page. It's a contest that I have started on September 1st. It's going to be until November 1st as well, 2005, of course. It's a great opportunity for you to have to win a case for your PC. It's beautiful. So go check it out. You just need to go and send in your email and sign up as many friends as you can, as possible, in order to have more entry ticket in the contest. So if you like contests, this is something for you. So it's gonna last until November 1st. So you'll hear me talk about it again in the future. So that's all for today. Have a nice day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.